According to current Wisconsin state law, employers are required to give employees 24 consecutive hours off every 7 days.
Two state lawmakers want to change that. Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend and Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam co-authored a bill making it possible to work a 7-day work week. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is advocating for that legislation. The bill has been opposed by Democrats who are worried the change could allow employers to force their workers to work more hours. Co-author Representative Mark Bourne is here with us now. Representative Bourne, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us something about why you and Senator Grothman decided to introduce this bill now?
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, as you said, had been promoting the bill, and they presented it, the idea to me, and I took a look at it and thought it was something that made sense to move forward with. I've certainly been focused in the last year, and most of the assembly has been on things like this. Part of our Write the Rules thing that's been going on focuses on stuff like this, trying to bring state rules or laws in line more with federal or what other states are doing so that our businesses and our, in this case, employees also can compete on the same playing field as other states do. So this seemed like one that made sense to move forward at this time.
Let's get some context. Why was the Wisconsin law that requires 24 hours of time off in every 7-day work period originally created?
Well, I don't know the full history on it, but what this law is it's specific to one segment of Wisconsin employees. It's for folks that work in factories or mercantile establishments. So not all Wisconsin employees fall under this. It's a very specific group. So, of course, people that are exempt or work in other professions and stuff currently work 7 or more days together at times. And this one group has this in place, but there are exemptions in the current law for, like, folks that work in a dairy and maintenance people, and I'm not sure why those exemptions were put in there, but they're in the current law. And there's also the ability for a factory or mercantile establishment to apply for an exemption with the Department of Workforce Development. So there already are factories, for example, that apply and get this exemption and have employees that then volunteer to work. So what we're doing in this bill is just simply taking something that already occurs when you apply for that exemption and just making it the law so that it provides that opportunity for employees, if they want to work and the employer has the work, that they can go ahead and work and earn that overtime, and then the employer, of course, gets their product taken care of. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody, I think.
Now, you talked about this applying to manufacturing and mercantiles. You're essentially talking about retail workers and manufacturing. Why specifically to those groups of employees?
I don't know why the law is crafted that way, but that's the way the current statute is, that it applies to them. And so we're just simply taking current statute and saying that we don't think this should be something that isn't allowed anymore in Wisconsin. We think it should be allowed when everybody agrees that they want to do it. So we're changing it to make it voluntary so that employees and employers can work together to benefit, I think it benefit everybody, give the employees a chance to earn some more money and give the employers a chance to get their production done.
Now, is this, as it's drafted, entirely voluntary, or is it possible, as some critics fear, that companies could schedule employees to work 7 straight days without their input, or at least that there might be some undue pressure on them to do so?
Yeah, it's definitely drafted as it's clearly voluntary. Now, I mean, is there going to be a bad apple or an employer that might, you know, try to break the law? I mean, I'm sure that's possible, but that's why we have laws in place to address those things. There are already laws, parts of this statute, that allow if a company violates this workforce statute that this is part of, there's already ways that you can file complaints through the Department of Workforce Development. There's forfeitures for companies that violate these things, and none of that is changing. So the very same system that's currently in place for any sort of labor law violation, including things to the level of filing a claim with the Equal Rights Division for discrimination or retaliation or harassment or any of those things, that currently rule in Wisconsin would the same in this circumstance. This is changing none of that.
Does this, do you think, have the potential to give a workplace advantage to younger workers who maybe don't have families over employees who do have families to spend time with?
Well, I think people, you know, it's their choice of, you know, if they have other things that they wish to do, or if they want to earn the money, you know, that's a choice you make. But that's no different than any choice that anybody makes. I think about the choices that I made and during my working years, and there were times where I was working two or three jobs and working those extra hours and working many days in a row with different employers because, you know, I wanted that funding, or I had the time because I didn't have the family or whatever the case is. But these are individual choices, and that's kind of the point of the law, is that it's voluntary. And so if they want to, you know, pursue a different interest, I mean, it doesn't have to be family like you suggested. Maybe they just want to have a different social life or something as opposed to working for the money. Those are individual choices, and it doesn't change anything in this law. It's simply voluntary.
Now, as you know, the economy is coming out of a rough patch, that's putting it mildly, and jobs are competitive. The job market is tight right now. Is this something that will put pressure on employees to keep pace with the person who can more easily work 7 days, maybe out of fear that nothing explicitly would be said, but they might find that their job is eliminated, or there are other reprisals, or they're passed over for, you know, a move up? Is there something like that that could, this may be inherently dangerous in this law?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's, anything is possible, I guess. But when you look at the reality of this, you know, when I talk to local businesses, not necessarily on this law specifically, but on in general, like last summer or the summer before that on the campaign trail, they're looking for employees. They're looking to keep their employees and not have them recruited by other places because there's a lot that goes into training and stuff. So I just don't, my experience with employers is they're not looking to get rid of people. They're looking to keep people and be productive with them. And so I just don't think that that's a common theme that you would get from businesses.
Now, you've said that this bill would align Wisconsin law with federal laws, and that was part of its appeal for you and Senator Grothman. But isn't part of the conservative political logic to allow states to sort of figure out what works best for themselves?
Well, sure it is sometimes, but sometimes you're giving your businesses or your families in Wisconsin an unfair advantage when your tax policy or your regulatory policy is out of whack with what's going on in neighboring states. And so that's what, you know, some of the focus is. I mean, obviously, if we looked at federal law that we didn't think was good for Wisconsin, we wouldn't do it. But when we look at examples like this where other states are operating this way and it's good for business, then, you know, why wouldn't we follow, you know, try to do that?
We're speaking right now with Wisconsin State Representative Mark Bourne from Beaver Dam. He is the co-author of a new bill that would create a voluntary 7-day work week in Wisconsin.
We'll pick up the conversation after the news, and we'd like to hear your thoughts on this new bill. If you're an employee in, say, manufacturing or retail, do you wish you did have the option to work a 7-day work week, build up some overtime, make some more money? Would you like this change? Or are you worried that it would put some kind of pressure on you and your coworkers? Call in at 800-642-1234. Or if you have a question about how the law works, 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking now with Wisconsin State Representative Mark Bourne from Beaver Dam. He is the co-author of a new bill that would create a voluntary 7-day work week in Wisconsin.
And we'd like to hear what you think of his idea. Would you like the option to work a 7-day week? Or do you think state laws should ensure at least a day off per week, as they currently do for people in the manufacturing or retail lines of work? If you're an employer, what do you think of this idea? Call in 800-642-1234 or share your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Representative Bourne, I wonder if you could tell us about the support the bill has gotten so far, both from legislators and from people in the manufacturing and retail industries.
Well, we just started circulating the bill here, I think, a week and a half ago. Had some, you know, good interest from some of my colleagues. I haven't really talked to too many people outside until today, this weekend. It kind of started to get some media coverage and stuff, so just, you know, running into a few people today, out taking some meetings and stuff. It's been positive so far in the local manufacturing area, and I think people appreciate that it's an opportunity, like I said, for both sides to work together, a voluntary thing for the employee, I think another thing that's important is, as I mentioned, you know, currently this occurs in some places that apply for the waiver with workforce development, and we just don't have examples that we've been able to find, at least, of employers, you know, coercing or whatever you want to call it, employees to work. So, you know, it may be a small sampling, but it currently occurs and works just fine. So I don't see any reason that, you know, we couldn't expand it to manufacturers throughout the state and assume that they're going to continue to work well together.
I want to go to the phones now. Let's take Bill first in Sun Prairie. Hi, Bill.
Hey, I just want to say there is definitely an element of coercion. I know that if you don't, I worked a job, and if you didn't take, you know, the extra shifts, then you wouldn't get assigned the better tables where you had better opportunity for tips. And, you know, the federal law isn't always the best because I work a Monday through Friday job, or it was a Monday through Friday job now, and now they're telling us we have to work on Saturday, but they're not giving us a day off during the week. So if you want a day off during the week, you have to work half a day and then take the other half a day in leave time if you want the day off to make up for the Saturday that you have to work now. So federal law isn't always the best either.
Bill, I want to thank you for calling. And Representative Bohr, what would you say to that? Bill saying there is coercion there.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that the first part of his example was waiting tables, because that's specifically one of the things, working in a restaurant, that's currently exempt in the current law. So you can work 7 days without any restrictions there. And that's kind of a good example of how this is so confusing for folks when you got to kind of get into the details of the legislation and what it's doing, because, like I mentioned at the beginning, this is just for a specific part of our employees in Wisconsin. And the overall part of that is, of course, as we mentioned, the factory and retail-type workers. But then there's 6-7 exemptions already in law here, as well as the ability to apply for an exemption, like some factories have done. So there's a lot of folks that this doesn't apply to and wouldn't apply to. And so, that's where there's just a lot of confusion with that.
All right. Well, I want to thank for that call. And let's go to John in Milwaukee. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I worked a factory job, and I worked, for 6 months, 12 hours a day, and I loved it. But then the pay wouldn't go up, and your job title wouldn't go up. And now I'm working another place where, you know, you only work so many hours, and that's it. You go home or you don't get paid. And I think it'd be great if they bring it back, but I don't think Milwaukee's going to do it because there's too much money. We have to start paying overtime and double time for a Sunday. Companies aren't doing it. The economy isn't here for it.
So, John, sounds like you liked it because you saw it resulted in opportunities for advancement.
It would. It should. But I don't see companies doing it because it's not in the beginning. It's going to hurt too much money in the beginning, and they're not going to be able to make it up as far as they may see it in the end.
Okay, John, thanks. And Representative Bohr, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I think it's right as far as that some companies won't want to do it, but it certainly isn't anything a company needs to do. And I think it's more when companies have some seasonal work and stuff where they need to get some things accomplished, they do some short-term extra overtime, and it's cheaper for them to pay overtime or even double time, as some factories do, as he mentioned, on a Sunday, than to hire additional employees just for a short-term project or something. So it's all depends on the particular business and what particular time, what's going on.
I have a comment here on Facebook I want to share. Christopher says, I'm a conservative through and through, and I believe Sunday should be reserved for family and God. If you don't believe in God, then just family. What about the idea of a day of rest?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly what people should do if they want to. I certainly try to do it when I can, but like I mentioned, there were times in my life, and even times now with this job, where I don't take days off because there's things that need to be done. And so, yeah, it's entirely up to individuals, and days of rest are good. You should get them in when you can, and that's why this is all voluntary, that people can choose what's best for them and their situations and their families.
I want to ask you about something Senator Grothman said in response to Democrats' opposition to this bill. Senator Grothman said, "It's ridiculous when people want to work extra hours, why Democrats would stand in the way of that. I don't know why some people want some people to remain poor." A counterargument to that from Democrats might be to make sure that employees can earn enough in 6 days to support themselves instead of having to work those extra hours, which might involve raising the minimum wage. Now, what would you say to that?
Well, I think that there's different opportunities out there all over the place, and I think that people have to decide what, you know, opportunities are best for them and situations are best for them. And there are certainly jobs that allow people to earn what they feel is necessary in sometimes only a couple of days of work, and others we work more days, and so it's all individual situations.
And back to the phone lines we go. Let's go to Barbara, who's joining us next from Eau Claire. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I can certainly see why this would be attractive to employers. My concern, though, is that this allows them to reduce their workforce because they can have the same number of employees cover more shifts. And ultimately, it's going to be bad for employees because they, whether they are coerced or they simply feel pressured to work those additional shifts or those additional days, they're going to need to remain competitive in a time when job creation should be our number one priority, and yet we're passing or we're proposing bills like this that allow employees to reduce their workforce. Your guest makes it seem like there are all these jobs out there that people can choose whether they want to make their family their first priority or working overtime their first priority. And we really should not be forcing people to make that type of a decision.
Okay, thank you for that call, Barbara. And Representative Bourne, do you think this will actually cut down on the number of people who are employed?
Yeah, I think that's unlikely just because there's not enough hours, you know, in one day to make a major impact in your total work production that's needed for a 5 or 6 day normal production. I think this is something that's utilized a lot more seasonally or in term when particular job increases that are short term, things like that. And those are things that even if we wished it so, aren't going to create new jobs. And you know, we continue to focus on things in Wisconsin to try to grow our economy and bring jobs. And you know, this is just one of many pieces of legislation that are being worked on.
How optimistic are you that this will pass, and do you expect Governor Walker to sign it?
We haven't. I certainly haven't heard anything from the administration on this in particular, but I also haven't really heard any opposition from when we did some research with the department and things. There wasn't any opposition from them. We haven't asked them specifically for up or down on the bill, but I think it's got a decent chance of moving forward. I think that it works with both sides together. And, I mean, obviously, I've seen some of the comments from Democrats and laborers wanting to make this sound a lot more terrible than it possibly is, and something that's so straightforward and something that operates so effectively now when exemptions are granted here in Wisconsin and effectively in states all over the country. So I think there's a good chance it'll move forward.
Representative Bourne, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Wisconsin State Representative Mark Bourne from Beaver Dam, talking about a new proposed legislation that would create a voluntary 7-day work week in Wisconsin.
You can keep the conversation going on our Facebook page. That's Central Time on WPR.